Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Wake up,
rise and shining, wakey waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you
and you
and you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
As we head into the Saturdays, Nullify Now event in Philadelphia, very exciting. Coming up, we have to realize that right now in the Supreme Court, they're debating whether Obamacare is constitutional or not. Now, I am not holding my breath, but initial signs are that it looks like the Supreme Court is asking the right questions, at least some of the justices, whether the individual mandate is something that can be enforced under the Constitution. That is, the simple act of not participating commercially in something is somehow regulated by interstate commerce clause in the Constitution. Now, whoever came up with that is a numbnut. What a numbnutted thing. By not participating in this system, you are engaging in commerce. Therefore, we can force you to participate in the system so then we can then regulate you by forcing you. And if not, we'll fine you, tax you, imprison you. Isn't that all in the name of health care? Oh, man, do we have some great audio clips today. In fact, did you hear Ron Paul? He was on CNN Piers Morgan the other night. And we've got some clips of that I want to play you to give you some a little depth of understanding of what's going on here. Freedom versus tyranny as well. And even CNN covered the story just from a news perspective way, surprisingly, because it seems like much of the media leans toward socialism much of the time. Even Fox News, let's be honest, leans toward corporatism, which is a form of corporate welfare or socialism for corporations. But Jeffrey Toobin, I believe his name is, from CNN, was being asked about this as they were debating yesterday the Obama Health Care Act, and he agrees with me.
And if I had to bet today, I would bet that this court is going to strike down the individual mandate. The only
Jeffrey,
possibility
this was not,
I saw
this was not at all
was,
what I expected that you were going to be saying. Not at all.
Most of the time, and it's not all the time, but certainly most of the time, the questions that the justices ask at oral argument are very good predictors of how they're going to vote. And based on that, based on what we saw today, I think this law is in grave, grave trouble.
Well, the law is toast, and it should be toast, but even if the Supreme Court were to rule for it, this is where the concept of nullification comes in. 10th Amendment remedy, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson. No, this is not about promoting slavery. Get over yourself. Because, in fact, nullification was used to nullify the fugitive slave laws that would have forced returning of slaves to the southern states. So don't tell me nullification is racist. It is not. It is for freedom in this case when an overreaching tyrannical central federal government snuffs out the last vestiges of liberty. Here, your ability to take care of yourself, your health care, so to speak, rather than disease management, by the way, which is what Obamacare is or would be, or vice versa, or would be is, whatever it'd be. It'd be. Anyway, interesting that CNN is covering that way. And, you know, this could end up be setting it up for the surprise. It's like we're going to pretend they're going to nullify it. I don't say nullify it on the Supreme Court level. We're just going to strike it down. But then they rule it somehow constitutional. Does that mean it is? Does that mean you're going to comply? Or does that mean now you can nullify it on a state level and an individual level and stop feeding the beast, start participating in a system that can kill you, which is the modern medical system sanctioned by government? And that is why nullification is there, because it's not realistic to go to the courts that basically have power, like power, love power, and expect them to rule against their power. That is, in this case, Obamacare. Occasionally they do, just to keep the charade going just a little bit longer. But then we go to the fun of Piers Morgan, the Brit on CNN who replaced Larry King some time ago. And because he's a Brit, he believes healthcare is free. That tells you all you need to know, perhaps because of the diet of those of my British listeners. I hope is better than the typical British diet. But then again, the standard American diet is not much better. So where is Piers at in all this? Let's hear him as he's talking to Ron Paul the other night on CNN.
I come from a country where everybody gets free health care. I don't understand why all you Republicans are so exercised about a president who wants more Americans to get health care.
Well, tell me what free means. I've never heard of anything for being free. It means somebody gets something from somebody else and the government uses force to transfer a service or a good or money from one to another. That's coercion and that's a mandate. It's a dictate. It undermines the concept of freedom and it undermines the concept of what America is all about. This is all new for us, you know, the last 30 years or so that we've decided that we had to have the government doing this. And the quality of medical care is going down. The cost is going up, and we're going to get our lines just like they've had in Britain and Canada. We hear about the long lines there to get their medical care. So, but it's free, as you say. But you're kidding yourself if you think it's free.
Well, that's a starting point only, because even if it were free, it would still be wrong. You know, although it's impossible for it to be free, as they say, there is no such thing as a free lunch. If you've ever heard that concept, there's no such thing as free health care. But some would argue that, well, we rather like our system, We like our socialized system. Some in Canada defend their system. Some in England defend their system. Some in Switzerland defend their system. Well, that's their system. We're not here to overturn their system. If you are an American, whether by birth or by immigration, you come to a land that prided itself, if we could say that, on the concept that individual liberty is where it all starts, and that you cannot force participation into such a system, even if it were the best system on planet Earth, that you would have the freedom to reject it. However, if you do reject it, you don't then have the freedom to come in and say, hey, I want my piece of the pie I didn't participate in. And right now we have it both ways, or the theory is we do, because they say, well, the uninsured are preying on the insured and it's making everybody's stuff go higher. Well, no, that's not really the case either, because they don't understand the difference between freedom and corporatism, or in this case, a mandate to participate, much less the mandate of the so-called insurance companies to cover things that would not be covered in a non-mandated system where the freedom of insurance was actually to be insurance. And I covered that on the show with BJ Lawson on Sunday on GCN, and covered a little bit more on Monday with Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. So go back and listen to those archive programs of the Robert Scott Bell Show to plug in anymore. But if you're still not sure about the concept of freedom versus coercion and how a coerced monopolistic system never results in lower cost, affordability, or innovation, let's go back to Piers Morgan and Ron Paul on CNN.
The whole process of anybody who comes to the conclusion that government should redistribute wealth and services and mandate things, I think they're kidding themselves. That's not the way a free society works. I'd like to see more distribution of goods and services of the way we distribute cell phones. You know, everybody has a cell phone. The prices keep going down and quality keeps going up. The opposite happens when you get the government involved in housing or in medical care or education. The costs keep going up and quality keeps going down. I don't see why people can't see that it's not working, and now we're bankrupt.
I think Pierce was going to have a conniption at this point. He was like, where do I go? How do I attack this thing? He's actually winning. He's beating back the Brits, just like all those years ago. 1776, it's that war of independence. And we have to understand, well, you don't have to. I guess you don't have to, but a lot of people don't want to understand that liberty is much more valuable than the so-called social safety net, which is not a true social safety net, because that would happen under a charitable situation. And those kind of things existed readily in the healthcare, what was left of the healthcare industry as it was descending into tyranny over the course of 100 years since the Flexner Report of 1910, which I talked about at length in my lecture to those that came to the Raleigh rally for Ron Paul, and a whole heck of a lot of other things. So keep an eye out for that when we'll see videos start popping up on the web from that event. Well, what are we going to do for those that don't get the concept of liberty? But it's like, come on, but what about the people who are suffering, who can't afford health care? They're going to the emergency room. We don't have health care. We have disease management. The monopoly to participate in this system is cruel and unusual punishment, because it results already in the existing monopoly system, where you still have the freedom to opt out, in as many or more than 784,000 deaths a year due to FDA-sanctioned drugs, methods, etc. through the medical system as it stands. And yet you want to argue for that participation. Socialized medicine is not going to cover homeopathy, even if it does a little bit in Great Britain, even if a system or form of that system may be operating in other countries like Switzerland. 320, 350, how many million Americans can you do this for? Especially when other things are going on, which we'll hear from. So let's go back to Piers Morgan and Ron Paul right now.
We don't really have socialized medicine. We have, corporate medicine. So whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans, we always have the drug companies, the insurance companies, everybody else. They're in the middle. And the bureaucrats, you put the bureaucrats, the politicians, the drug companies, all in between the doctor and the patient. As a physician, I want nobody between me and the patient. And if we could have a system where you could give the tax credit
is to the people who want to take care of themselves and save their money, buy a major medical policy. I mean, up until the 1960s, even when I first started medicine, we didn't have government insurance, and things weren't that bad. I worked in charity hospitals, and things weren't as tough in emergency rooms. Everybody got taken care of, but all of a sudden now we have all this money. We spend more money than anybody else, but the corporations are very much involved in the distribution of this, and it's not a very good way to do it.
The distribution of the services are those that have lobbied the hardest to have special status. That is why everything in Obamacare is about drugs, drugs, and more drugs. There's no nutrition in Obamacare. There may be vaccines in Obamacare, but there's no nutrition. There's no room for detoxification. There's no room for even medical chelation, IV chelation therapy in Obamacare. You follow me? The CPT codes that are the monopoly status of the American Medical Association is reinforced and even strengthened under Obamacare. That's what we want. That's what we need. Listen, if you want to help people out, if you want to get help, you want to hope that people have the money to help you, much less you have the money to help others, which right now is robbed into the black hole of the bureaucracy and the bureaucratic oligarchy in Washington, D.C. That is an efficient way to deliver health care that's not health care. I realize this is a tough one for my progressive leftist friends to understand. This is not a cruel and unusual thing. What is cruel and unusual is targeting the inner city, let's say black folks, if you want to say it that way, Hispanics, whoever, whatever minority you want to target, and say, we need to provide all of this care for them. And what you're doing is providing drugs and you're providing vaccines, not necessarily in that order, precipitating even more nutritional deficiencies, diabetes, obesity, etc., because you've also allowed the lobbying of the corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state to dumb down the food supply, to remove all the minerals and put all the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, GMOs that you can in the food, which these people don't need, which then necessitates, oh my gosh, I'm sick, I need medical care. And they never would have needed the medical care to begin with had we adequately cared for them in terms of nutrition. What would be a good program, if you want to reinvest, is turn the money back and block grants to the states to provide training and, yes, gardens. Let's grow food in the inner city. Let's get every available plot of land, start growing for the communities and teach the people how to grow. We don't even need government to do that. In fact, we'll do better without it. Or if we do need government, we could do it on the county level, the county extension service. There are people more than adequately qualified to help facilitate rehabilitation of soils. But no, that's not what we get in Obamacare. That's not what they want. They don't want independent Americans. They want dependent Americans, and they ensure it through this massive growth toward corporatized, which is already here now, on top of that, socialized medical intervention. And they want to force you to participate and say no. I nullify that, whether the Supreme Court does or not. The rise of individual liberty, this is the time it happens. Only when it is taken away do people wake up and realize, I want it back. And we'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Later on the show, Liam Sheff will be rejoining us from the Big Scary Apple. And we'll be talking about many things, including 9/11. New revelations coming out, could it be? Yeah, we'll cover that as well in a non-hysterical kind of way. That's the way we do it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more from Piers Morgan and Ron Paul as well on the healthcare debate, socialized medicine, and Obamacare after this.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, I plan to share with you this hour, if Obamacare is declared unconstitutional, 10 things you might have to do without that are in the Obamacare law. The obscure things that you don't know about typically, and I'm going to reveal those to you. Some are absolutely beyond belief absurd. We'll get to those in a moment, but I did want to finish up on the Ron Paul Piers Morgan. I don't know if it was a debate, a sparring session, or some sort of British line of inquiry, but Ron Paul was there. He was focused. In fact, there was one point in time where Piers Morgan said, hey, what about Switzerland? They love their system there, and their system is socialized. And I was thinking of what I would say, and it wasn't what Ron Paul brought up, but it was absolutely brilliant. I don't have time to play all the audio of it, but I picked out a few snippets with Super Don help me with this. And he said, yeah, but you don't see Switzerland going out and policing the world, invading other countries, dominating all over planet Earth to the tune of hundreds of billions or trillions, so they might actually have the ability to do so if their citizens choose to do so, participate in that. And there's, by the way, I do know some people from Switzerland, very locally managed within each canton, as they're called. So it's not even a massive global bureaucracy in all of Switzerland. It literally is managed at the local level. And yes, indeed, I do know for a fact that they do cover homeopathic medicine and natural medicines in Switzerland. Could it work here? Would it work here? Well, my feeling is if you had the freedom to participate or not, then I'd say, hey, go for it. Then you've got the voluntary nature of interaction, human interaction, no coercion, no theft, etc. Switzerland doesn't have the same concept in its constitution, so they can mandate your participation by being part of the Swiss system. And of course, the Swiss people, by and large, from all that I've talked to, are happy with the system. And I don't begrudge them that. And if you're happy with your socialized system, I don't begrudge you that either. You're listening in Canada. I know some of you are out there. Or England. I know you're there as well. However, again, I'm speaking now of my country of origin. And that is a different story. We cannot manage 300 plus million people from Washington, D.C. in a bureaucracy that is then just lobbied into existence to forage and force. Forage? Yeah, I guess they forage for drugs, but force you to accept vaccines, mammograms, invasive procedures that can actually precipitate and cause disease. So Ron Paul brings it up. He said, yeah, well, guess if we weren't policing the world, we might be able to afford to take care of people here. Which has been his argument. Like I mentioned yesterday with Tom Mullen, as we were talking about many things, the fact that Ron Paul has the only plan of Republicans and Democrats to tide those over who are dependent on our social safety net, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, by reducing the expenditures overseas and bringing our troops home. Nobody else does. They want to pretend there's no problem. Romney, no problem. Santorum, no problem. Gingrich, no problem. Obama, definitely no problem. We can pay for it all. No, we can't. And at that point, the collapse occurs. And those of you, if you know people that are dependent, you better start reaching out your hand to them and helping them become self-sufficient pronto, because they're going to be on your doorstep literally begging for their lives if they're not prepared for what's coming down the pike. And only Ron Paul has a plan to transition to make a softer landing. But that's not what you get from the loony liberal left, not to actually tag only the loony liberal left. How about the righteous, rock and rolly crazy
right that are not conservative, but they claim to be conservative. And that's where Ron Paul also nails it, because he says it's not only a function of progressive liberals, this destruction of what we call domestic interventionism. It also exists within the Republican wing of the both party apparatus status quo.
Bush went and gave us not only, the prescription drug program, and the Republicans didn't say boo. They go, oh, yeah, we'll go along with it. So Bush did the same thing. He massively expanded government medicine, corporate medicine. I remember the drug companies were promoting that, and the insurance companies were promoting prescription drugs. So, but they're not different. The Democrats and the Republicans both kowtowed to the corporations in order to distribute and make money, force everybody to buy insurance. I don't see the insurance companies screaming and hollering about they like the customers, but if there's a mandate and they have to provide a service, then they complain about it. And that's why governments don't work. You need freedom of choice, and you need markets. You need competition. You need to drive down prices. You don't need to have so many monopolies running a healthcare system.
There he mentions monopolies. He didn't go as far as I would go, but hey, it's an interaction between two people there. And he's already been on the record, and we've talked about it with Ron Paul here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The fact that the corporate monopoly, the pharmaceutical monopoly, is anti-competition, anti-freedom, and anti-innovation. So there is no real prevention in our system that they call wrongly healthcare. The only way to bring healthcare back into healthcare is to bring freedom back into healthcare. That would allow for even the doctors, who I defend here, you MDs out there, you know I defend you as well, your freedom to care for your patients the way you know is right, not the way the state boards of medicine claim to be, well, this is the standard of care. If injecting children with experimental medicaments, foreign DNA, heavy metals, etc., is the standard of care, that standard is not a standard that anyone would want to align with, any human of any stature of intelligence. Let me just say that. Although many doctors could claim a mantle of intelligence because they got through medical school and they got their degree, in many cases, it's just the ability to parrot back that which they demand to be parroted back. That takes an ability to memorize things. To be a good healer, a physician, doctor, means you're a good teacher. You really understand processes, causation, cause and effect relationships, and you make your patients aware of them, those that want to be, recognizing that a lot of patients are not interested in awareness and you can't force them to be aware. So that's why there is a medical system as the way it is, because it takes care of those who don't want to take care of themselves, who don't know how and may or may not even be interested in learning how. Much like many of the doctors that are stuck in a system that may not be the conscious aware ones that simply play along, get along, to go along, and they facilitate this continuity of a disease management system. That's not what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you want healing to be returned to healthcare in America, we have got to deregulate, we have got to decommission and decouple government from medicine from pharmaceuticals and allow the healers to give you the gifts of healing that have been bestowed upon them on top of and beyond what they have gone in to learn. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody could just hang a shingle and say they're a doctor. That is not my point, because that would be deceit. That would be fraud. And I'm not encouraging the use of fraud, much less force, which is only the exclusive, let's say, monopoly of government to protect those that have lobbied to be in a special position of being able to defraud you from your money. For instance, cancer oncology. Yes, we're the only place you can come for a cure. Come on, we'll cut it out. We'll rip it out. We'll nuke it out. We'll even poison it out for you. And then anybody else who dares to say they can do it without any of those things and doesn't have a license from us will be drummed out, will be fined, will be imprisoned. Because the king, the emperor, the bureaucratic oligarchy says the only way is sanctioned by us. That is the king. Just like the king of England that we declared independence from all those centuries ago now. That is why it is uniquely American to deny the superiority of a socialized system, which on the surface may seem to be wonderful and happy for many people around planet Earth, yet there are many grumblings within it. Now, if you want to go out and privately set up a socialized system, I got no problem. But if you go in there and use the force of government to make me participate or anyone else who doesn't, now you have crossed the line from healthcare freedom to healthcare or disease management tyranny. And I will not stand for that, nor will many millions of Americans who have been fighting against this untoward overreach
of the federal bureaucracy, which they may or may not get right in the Supreme Court. But even if they don't, that's why we're going to nullify it on the state level and on the personal level. And that's why I'm inviting all of you to come down to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, this Saturday, the 31st of March, for Nullify Now Philadelphia. And we'll be hearing from Tom Woods on Thursday. Tomorrow, I think we've got scheduled Tom Woods to be back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He's the keynote of keynotes. He's wonderful. Really a lot of fun to be around. And you'll just for him, it's worth it. Forget me. Richard Mack's good, too. But great stuff Tom Woods is bringing to the table at Nullify Now Philadelphia. When we come back from this break, I'm going to go into the top 10 weird, quirky things in Obamacare that you're going to miss if it is ruled unconstitutional. Or you might elect to nullify even if they rule it constitutional. Some of this is bizarre. Some of this is already in place. But all of it needs to be looked at with a different set of eyes. Are you ready to put them on with me? Please, let's do so. In the meantime, say thanks to our sponsors here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you a pig? And do you have the wrong hair color? If so, look out. The government in Michigan is coming after you. No, not the Michigan militia. This is terrorism from the state government of Michigan coming after you, independent farmers and ranchers who happen to have the wrong colored hair pig. I suggest all of you now bleach your pig hairs blonde to avoid them being executed by government gunpoint. More on that story coming up, but I want to continue our discussion of healthcare versus disease management versus monopoly versus socialized medicine. All of these things very important to understand as the Supreme Court is debating whether to declare Obamacare unconstitutional. Now, I want to remind you that insurance is for unexpected catastrophes, not for covering every cut, scrape, burn, wound that can be handled in a much easier manner. And going back to my Sunday show on GCN with BJ Lawson, Dr. Lawson, amazing guy, has established a way where we could have true primary care, very affordable, easy to read and understand. And that's one of the top 10 silly, strange, quirky things that are found in Obamacare. Should they maintain? You're going to find out about them one day. Perhaps it will be declared unconstitutional. But number one on the top 10 list here, and I've got this linked up through CNN Health, is how many goodies your doctor gets. Or how many goodies your doctors get if you have multiple doctors. The Physician Payment Sunshine Act under the health care reform requires drug, device, or medical supply companies to report annually certain payments or things of value. You know, this is one of the least offensive parts of the law. But again, I would ask that doctors have a conscience to not accept things that would cause them to change their behavior in a negative context or way, like prescribing more drugs because they're giving you more goodies to do so. I realize that may be asking too much of doctors. I mean, after all, how many Dr. Ron Pauls are there? Uncorruptible, incorruptible. Not many. But there again, you can't legislate people to be good people. They try in this act, among many things, through the bureaucratic oligarchy. How about this? More breastfeeding rooms and breaks. More working mothers now get more appropriate places for expressing breast milk than they had before. Really? Do we need a federal law that mandates that people have more access to breastfeeding rooms? Really? Can't we just, you know, back off and allow humans to be humans and feed their babies as God designed them to do without having to have a special place? I mean, I understand if a woman wants to do it privately, but there's nothing wrong with breastfeeding your baby, in my opinion, anywhere. It's a very natural part of things. If you want to shield the baby, cover with towel, fine. But it's not a sexual thing. We're such a repressive society or culture. Nursing mothers can also take reasonable breaks. Come on. Can't we humans figure out what reasonable is without bureaucrats from Washington, D.C. telling us what it is? I know I'm asking too much of you. It's too hard to make these decisions. We need our wise overlords, as Tom Woods said, in Washington, D.C., to dictate these policies to us because we can't figure it out. It's just too hard, Robert. Don't make us figure out when a woman can breastfeed her baby and how frequently. Engorgement? Oh, I don't want to have to deal with that word. It's too harsh. Oh, my gosh. Here. Oh, the next kind of quirky thing in Obamacare that we might miss if it's declared unconstitutional. However, it might be that they declare unconstitutional only one part of the law, the mandate, and they might make everything else constitutional. And they might say, well, it all stands. So they might not overturn the whole law. We'll see. We will see. Caloric reality at every major chain restaurant. Oh no, McDeath is going to have to tell you how many calories are in the Big Schmack and the Chicken McNuggets. Yes, how many calories? Never mind what's in the calories. We don't have to reveal that. That's the only thing that's really important. Not the number of calories, but what's in the calories. The law requires restaurants with 20 or more locations to list calorie content information for standard menu items on menus and drive-through menus. We got to count those calories. Good Lord. It's like the American Dietetics Association had something to do with this law. Could it be? Did they lobby along with the American Medical Association to have monopoly status on what we want the businesses to do? If I'm going to eat a Big Mac, and I'm not, do I really care how many calories are in it? If I was to mandate, and I'm not a mandate kind of guy, I'm like Ron Paul in that way, I would say, list the growth hormones in this thing. List the antibiotic residues in this thing. List the GMO ingredients in this thing. List the cows, whether they ate GMO corn or whether they were grass or range fed and finished. I could live with that. But of course, that's honesty and labeling. We can't have truth in labeling because then people wouldn't buy McDonald's. They wouldn't buy the fast food. They wouldn't buy the genetically modified stuff. So you see,
this health care law is a sham, an absolute scam. It has nothing to do with health, calories, my aspirin. Well, anyway, the FDA hasn't even issued a final rule, so who knows when that would come into play. Oh, here's a good one. Abstinence-only education. $50 million per year for 5 years. $250 million added to this so we can tell people, don't have sex! Kids, don't do it! Whatever happened to mom and dad? Can you talk to your kids about this stuff? Help explain to them these things without Obama or Bush before him explaining these things? Do we really need the nanny state? Again, our wise overlords taking over our family, our tradition, to teach abstinence-only education. Isn't that something we as families and parents can do? If you go to a church or synagogue or mosque, can we do that there? Do we need money for that? Any more than I want them to teach non-abstinence-only education, where we're saying, yes, go out and have as much sex as you can. Neither one is right. We don't need the feds to do that. Pardon me for saying it. Number five, this means no more Viagra. Uh-oh. Guys, look out. Number five on the list of the weird, quirky things in Obamacare, flexible spending accounts stiffen. Okay, I know that was a cheap under-the-belt joke. But basically, under the savings accounts that were seemingly more aligned with freedom, although they were still social engineering because they would dictate to you what you could or could not spend the healthcare dollars on. Previously, they would actually allow you to buy some over-the-counter drugs and vitamins. But as of 2011, last year, no longer, only prescription drugs. Big Pharma had nothing to do with that, right? They didn't lobby at all. Oh my gosh. So that's already in effect. How about tanning beds? You hear about that? You will pay a 10% tax every time you visit the tanning booth, despite the fact that tanning may be healthy, especially in the winter months if you have the proper UV exposure and you address the electromagnetic fields appropriately. Then you can actually facilitate the production of vitamin D inside your body the way God intended it to be. And yet they want to tax one legitimate form of health care. Isn't that lovely? We're going to make sure the prices go up on vitamin D production in your body. How about this? Support for wellness programs at work. You might not have to deal with that kind of support. Stressful workplace. We're going to give you something different than the soda machine in your business. We're going to give you incentives. We're going to steal from your neighbor, your relative, your brother, and your sister so that we can implement wellness programs. Who has lobbied to be participating in those wellness programs? Are they going to be managing you to take cholesterol-lowering drugs? By the way, new warnings on statin drugs I'm going to cover before the end of the hour if I have time. You are not going to believe what they're acknowledging now on the warning label. Stand by for that. Number eight on the quirky weird stuff in Obamacare. You're not going to be able to get free preventive care. Wait, you mean there was prevention in Obamacare? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, mammograms? We're not going to radiate your breasts anymore under Obamacare. We're not going to do colonoscopies and perhaps risk tearing the wall of your colon by inadvertently slipping and sliding things in there that don't belong in there. Vaccinations also are covered free under Obamacare. No more. Well, hallelujah. Doesn't that be a wonderful thing? Because vaccines do not prevent disease. They cause disease. Download Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. Please, already enough of you have not yet done that. All the things they don't want you to hear, they're in it. 10 plus hours of audio and more to download in addition. So this, no more prevention. Well, nothing in, as I've said, Obamacare is true prevention. It's all detection and it's all facilitation of disease creation, including covering the HPV shots that they want for everybody, little boys and girls. How about home visits to expecting families? Oh, that's what we need. Doctors, licensed representatives of Big Pharma want to go to you to make sure you're taking all of your meds, even when you're pregnant. And of course, if they're going to give you a prenatal, they're probably going to give you folic acid, which is the wrong form that is utilized to prevent neural tube defects. It should be folate. But no, we're not going to do food-grown supplementation. How about number 10? Health plans you can read. The top 10 list is now complete. You think anything coming out of the Obama administration or the Bush administration before, the bureaucratic oligarchy with all the things that have to be lobbied into agreement on a form like that, on any form, health insurance plans are going to be clear? No, the only thing clear was the menu we talked about on Sunday with BJ Lawson for primary care, where a doctor can actually set, if you need this, this is how much it costs. If you need this, that's what it costs. It's not going to be there. in Obamacare. Just like the food pyramid and the four food groups before it were confusing, now the MyPlate.gov doesn't solve anything. It only is evidence of all the lobbying done by big agribusiness, big corporate food, big food, to facilitate your driving, like cattle, like sheeple, into the medical establishment so that you can be drugged for all things that are nutrient deficiency diseases. When we come back, we'll talk about statin drugs and what else they want to come after your pigs in Michigan. Wrapping it up on this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, then Liam Schiff joins me next hour. Stand by.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Not that this is new news to any of my old-time listeners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but statin drugs are in the news. Guess what? The FDA has seen fit to actually add more things to the warning label of a statin drug. Statin drugs, of course, you know, are those evil drugs. Unconstitutional, we'd say, because they violate everybody's constitution. To lower that which is so life-sustaining, life-giving, neurologically beneficial, nourishing, brain, nervous system, endocrine, hormones, keeping you young. So many things that your cholesterol does that are good for you. Yet the entire field of cardiology,
of the heart doctors is heartless in their attempts to lower that which you need in adequate quantities that they don't even know what those adequate quantities are because they've not tested generations within your family. So when they tell you your cholesterol levels may be high, tell them, no, doc, I think you're high because I need cholesterol levels up there where I need them. Unless you're telling me I've got elevated liver enzymes of some kind, I am dismissing you, maybe permanently, because you're actually practicing malpractice, we should call it that, as Dr. Bitar says on Advanced Medicine Monday, by prescribing statin drugs. But now the FDA has acknowledged that there are even greater dangers to statin drugs, including diabetes and memory loss. How many years have I been saying that if you want Alzheimer's, you just keep taking your statins like a good little sheeple patient? And now add to that diabetes. Imagine that. Now, we know of the mineral depletion, but we also know of the coenzyme Q10 depletion associated with using these statin drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, and Zocor. These things are robbing your mitochondria of coenzyme Q10. They are actually precipitating congestive heart failure. They are eliminating the very protective fats that are surrounding your neurons, your brain cells, and every aspect of your nervous system to facilitate neurological degradation and even Alzheimer's. Yet, Amy Egan, Deputy Director for Safety in FDA's Division of Metabolism and Endocrinology Products, said this in a statement. The value of statins, maybe I should say it in her voice. I'm going to pretend I know. The value of statins in preventing heart disease has been clearly established. Their benefit is indisputable, but they need to be taken with care and knowledge of their side effects. It sounded more like Julia Childs. Well, maybe if Julia Child were the head of FDA's Division of Metabolic and Endocrinology Project, she'd say, oh, we must take the statin drugs here. Oh, no, looks like I've cut my finger. Oh, I've just cut the dickens out of my finger. Oh, it's good that I have cholesterol that will repair the damage that I've done to my... You know, you realize that cholesterol is there to keep you alive in the case that you should have an injury within your vascular system. Let's say you have elevated levels of uric acid. Let's say you have elevated levels of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all these free radicals in there literally causing damage to your lining, your smooth arterial lining or venous lining. And at that point, the cholesterol rushes in to patch the damage, the inflammation, with the hopes that healing can occur, except that high uric acid didn't give you a vascular symptom. It may have given you a gout-like or arthritic-like symptom, but you didn't know. So you took a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug instead of increasing your omega-3 essential fats, EPA and DHA, instead of increasing your selenium and GTF-chromium to elevate your HDL levels as well. But even so, as they vilified LDL, we're finding out how vitally important LDL is as well, because low LDL levels are now correlated with increased cancer risk. So there you go. I've got this linked up as I have all the stories up at robertscottbell.com. And who knows, maybe in Michigan, everybody in government is on 10 statin drugs. Why do you say? Why do you say that, Robert? Because they're all insane up there in Michigan. They're attacking you if you don't want to vaccinate your child. They're attacking you if you don't want to give drugs to your child. They're attacking you if you want to grow plants in your front yard that might feed you in the neighborhood. Now they're attacking you independent farmers and ranchers for daring to have pigs that have the wrong color hair. I kid you not. I couldn't make this up if I tried. One of my superhero sidekick friends in the healing realm, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, covered this yesterday on Natural News. Insane, as he said. Insane. And that is absolutely the right word to use here. Insane Michigan government announces plan to destroy ranch livestock based on hair color and arrest hundreds of ranchers as felons. And so what I've been encouraging you to do, if you know of any organic hair care products, I'm not talking about the toxic carcinogenic ones, anything that can change the color of your pig's hair. I mean, come on, we got to turn these pigs blonde because obviously they don't like black pigs. This is swine racism up there embedded in Michigan. And it's horrific. It's horrendous, and it's all about doing the bidding of big agribusiness, of big food.
They want to wipe out any independent growth of food that could supply nourishment to people who most desperately need it, as the global food production complex clamps down on any competition to their monopoly on the production of food that is not fit to be eaten. The state of Michigan said they will destroy those pigs beginning in April, potentially by raiding local farms with government-issued rifles, then shooting the pig herds while arresting the members of the families that are housing pigs with the wrong colored hair. That's right. You now have pigs, if they have a little bit of black hair, it's curtains for you. Now, if you think this is an April Fool's joke, it is not. It's verifiable through documents, videos, websites, and they're all linked up on robertscottbell.com as well as to the original article on naturalnews.com. So as you see here, we're equal opportunity offenders to the federal government as well as the state government. And if these farmers and ranchers and the people of Michigan do not stand up and nullify the state government at this point, they don't deserve to be free. They want to do mass murder. Can you call it pigicide? Because if you have the wrong colored hair on your pig, they're done for. And this is all about destroying the people's ability to produce their own food. Food independence is one of the greatest threats to big corporations that produce these foods, including the big pork association, the Michigan Pork Growers Association. Links there to an exclusive interview with Mike Adams of Mark Baker from Baker's Green Acres, one of the many ranching operations threatened with total destruction by state bureaucrats of this, what they call, new invasive species order. Never mind that these have been raised for decades now in Michigan. Mark Baker, United States Air Force veteran. What has happened to our country? As Jerry Doyle asked, what happened? Have you seen my country lately? What the hell is going on? The wrong hair color? How long will it be before they extend that in genocidal ways to humans as they're sterilizing the kids that they don't want in Australia? A democracy of all things. Racial profiling of pigs. Listen to these bizarre details of which pigs they're going to go after. Real quick. Bristle tip coloration. If it's lighter in color, white, cream, or buff than the rest of the hair shaft. Dark point coloration. If it's a little darker, brown to black in coloration. Light colored tips on the bristles. The lack of light colored tips. Coat coloration. Exhibiting coat with colored patterns. Solid black, solid red, brown, black and white spots, black and red, brown. They're leaving nothing unturned here. Spray paint all your pigs pink. I don't know what's going to do it here. Your under fur, if it's lighter in color, smoke gray to brown, then the overlying dark, you're done for. Juvenile coat patterns, they exhibit stripe coating, light grayish tan to brown base coat. Skeletal appearance, skull morphology, dorsal profile, external body measurements. They basically could say anything. The tail, if it's straight, do you have an erect ear? Other characteristics known to the MDNR that are identified by the scientific community. They can make this up as they go along to destroy every one of those independent ranchers and farmers. Don't let them get away with it. This is an outrage. This is insanity. Somebody needs to defund the Michigan state government if this is going to proceed. I want to hear from you. If you know anything going on about this in Michigan, please let me know at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. I got to take a break here. When we come back, Liam Sheff's going to join us from New York City. We've got updates on a lot of different things, including 9/11 controversies in a very calm manner. We shall expound. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don, while I got you for a few minutes here, opening the second hour, are you sitting down or standing up?
I'm sitting down.
Well, quick, stand up. You got stand what? Your
what?
Butt
Why?
Up.
What? What?
You sent me this story. Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. They're going to tell you that if you sit down 11 hours a day, even if you exercise, you're going to die in the next 3 years?
Wow. Yes. Maybe. Isn't that amazing? If you sit, you'll die.
Maybe
suddenly
I should,
everybody's standing up at the computer reading the article.
Maybe I should do my show standing up like I used to.
Yeah, you haven't done that in a while, have you?
I know. I got to reset the studio if I'm going to do that. I used to do my show for the first.
What kind of an example are you, Robert? Why are you sitting? You should be sitting. It's
well,
bad.
Well, you know, for the well, I listen. I'm going out and doing my boxing either in the morning, or the afternoon, and I'm working it out. I'm like, yeah, I earned a little sitting time. I'm sore, but a good kind of sore. So anyway, I want people to stay out of the hospitals. And obviously, Super Don, we don't hear from you much right now because you're helping your dad, as we talked about, and you've been going through some grand adventures as he goes in and out of hospitals since the stroke. Can you give us all an update? What's going on? What you're experiencing?
Yeah, I've gotten some firsthand experience with the healthcare system as it is, and I got to tell you, it's been an eye-opening experience for me. I cannot believe the amount of drugs that are given to you when you're in the hospital. And, you know, we talk a lot about healing and health and the things that are necessary in order to be able to heal from different conditions and diseases. And I got to tell you, that stuff does not exist in a healthcare setting whatsoever.
So you're saying that when I talk about healthcare being disease management, I'm not just making that up.
Oh, it's yeah. Disease management is definitely symptom management.
Yeah,
for sure. But, you know, I'm just seeing people in just room after room and they're not being given food or water. And, you know, they're getting more drugs orally and by IV than they are getting nutrition by far. And it just goes to show you that, you know, the relationship between the pharmaceutical industry and the healthcare industry or the medical industrial complex, as we talk about,
yes,
is strong.
Oh, yeah.
It's very healthy.
The medical industrial complex is strong with this one.
Absolutely, Darth Vader.
Yeah, this is an amazing thing to witness firsthand, and I'm so sorry that you have to go through this with your dad. I mean, I did a few years back, as you know, it was a short-term scenario when it all came to a crashing halt. We're hoping for better circumstances with your dad post-stroke, but you told me that they said they identified a Clostridium difficile or a C. diff infection in him.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I've never known anybody who's had that before, and that is some nasty stuff. And, you know, knowing what I know, having worked with you for so long, that I knew that C. diff, you know, is something that is the result of a previous use of antibiotics. And that's exactly what happened, because prior to him going there, he had been given antibiotics for a urinary tract infection and mm-hmm. for pneumonia. And yeah. It was the result of taking those antibiotics that caused the bacteria in the gut and the C. diff, which was there. You know, yeah. I mean, most people have that in their gut, allowed that and triggered it to be able to take off and go crazy. And
yeah,
yeah, it really messed him up for a few days. He's starting to recover from it now. But after watching how they treated him for the C. diff, I am amazed that he has recovered to the point that he has, because he has just been absolutely napalmed with everything you can think of.
You said
and not given any nutrition whatsoever. It's they've just relied on, I mean, we're talking vancomycin, which is a powerful antibiotic, and Cipro.
Wow.
You know, Cipro used to be the king of the hill of antibiotics. Now they prescribe Cipro for things that they didn't used to, because everything else is becoming less and less effective.
Yeah, and vancomycin is a last line of defense kind of antibiotic. So we got some work cut out for
both.
Yeah, both of them. We got our work cut out for us in restoring your dad here. If there's any way we can, we want to do it. You're going to have to – I hope they're not listening at the hospital, because maybe you can sneak in some silver and probiotics.
That is the plan starting tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll play it out like they don't know who we're talking about, right? Shh, don't tell anybody.
little Mission Impossible going on here.
Right. Well, it's an amazing thing to have you back on a little bit when we can, and I appreciate all the help putting this together as we do every day, despite all you're going through, Don, and all the best to your dad's recovery, of course.
Well, thanks, and I should be back in the saddle here soon.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to that. And listen, we got a lot of healing to do. Liam Sheff's coming up. He's in New York City. I think some interesting stories. I heard he was going to lecture again, and we've got some 9/11 updates that are pretty shocking from the Lear boys, the Lear jet people, and right. We're going to talk about this. And the thing is, we cover 9/11. We're just about to take a break here, but we do it without hysterics. We can calmly and rationally talk about this stuff, and I think people appreciate that. So we're going to go where a few others go. They all fear to tread, but we'll do it sanely, rationally, and with a lot of, I don't know what we say, sometimes irreverence as well, Don. So I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Remember, hey, vote for the Robert Scott Bell Show over at Alive New York, and we could win Best Health Show of the Year. That's so cool. RobertScottBell.com, 866-939-BELL. We'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joined now by my superhero sidekick and dear friend, Liam Sheff, who's made harmony, massive amounts of harmony. Could it be said that way with New York City up there in Manhattan? How are you, Liam?
The harmonic is hurting my ears.
It's not a harmonic convergence. It's a harmonic ear splitting divergence.
This is a rough town. Cold.
You know, what is it? They say, Liam, that you, if you just get past that harsh exterior, New Yorkers are all just a bowl full of mush.
Cold, windy, and you should see the weather.
Even the mild cold winter didn't affect it.
That's the people. I find people here. I had a nice talk over in the Wall Street area, sponsored by our friend Beth Ellie from Rethinking AIDS, and there was a rap artist and performer there who was very good. And I'm not a great rap fan, so when I say it was pretty good, very good, and that I really enjoyed it, I did. His name's Topic, and it was something that I could understand, and it wasn't about violating in the least romantic ways creatures called shorties, which is, yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. I wish rap music could really embrace a little bit of romanticism. I don't understand the whole shorty culture.
Well,
shorty.
Liam, the Topic guy, I just saw the video you sent me, and I've got it posted in today's show notes. It was all about the story you wrote about the ICC, the abuse of these orphans with AIDS drugs. I mean, that was an amazing, a cogent rap that was that really had meaning and could really wake people up, because it reminds me of this recent shooting in Florida of this guy Trayvon, and there's, you know, the so-called Black American, African American community, whatever you want to say, is in outrage over this. And I'm not here to talk about anything that it's not a tragedy when anybody loses their life, but what about the hundreds of thousands targeted inadvertently or advertently by our own FDA for termination via government sanctioned medicines?
Advertently. That's true. You can actually say that. You know what I mean? Sometimes we have these words that mean negative things, and I'll think of one later, but we don't usually put it the other way. So, yes, they are
I'm a word smythe.
They are advertently targeted. It is not toward. It is untoward. You understand
what
I'm
right.
saying?
Exactly. But you met this guy Topic? Because I didn't
know.
Yeah,
it was very cool.
Totally
he was
cool.
Very nice. And he looked at me and he's like, oh, you're the guy, you did the investigation. I said, yeah. I don't like talking about it. I said, I don't like talking about it. I'm really glad I have your song, because I can just play this and I can say, yeah, they killed over 200 kids in this location. So
wow, respect, man. This guy was a very, very impressive rap. I hope everybody takes the time to give a listen. It is a horrific subject. We've covered it. And, you know, I don't like to talk about it any more than you do. But I have to say, this guy was good, and I'm so glad you guys could meet. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and again, I think Beth Ellie set it up, and she said, look, I'm going to get something done about this, and she presented it to some artists and said, hey, what do you think? And, you know, or maybe the guy approached her. But one way or the other, Beth was doing a lot of behind-the-scenes work and helping people get the video. The video, by the way, is edited really well. It looks really good. It's got some... Just from an editing point of view, right? It just looks really nice.
It was
and
actually
shot.
Very well done. Now, Liam, did you speak there on 9/11 or on HIV test fallacies? What was your focal point of Topic?
Well, it was at a bar down in Wall Street, and I'll answer the question. But before I went into Wall Street, and maybe we'll do this a little later in the show, but before I went in, I sat there on the stoop outside. And I looked around and I counted. I couldn't even count all the buildings that were over 20 stories and then 40 stories. So you're down there, and it's like nowhere else in the world, because Manhattan is built on a giant slab of granite.
Granite on concrete.
No, the granite is underneath, actually. It's underneath the island. So Manhattan Island is embedded in the understructure of it is just very deep granite, which is why they can dig. It's not limestone. It's not a soft rock. So they can dig deep into it and pile up these 110 story skyscrapers, and they'll hold up, because you can't do that on a salt marsh, or you can't do that in Florida. You know, you have a limit to the size of the building.
Sure. Based on the foundation, what it can support.
Right. But down here, 10, 20, 30, 40, sometimes like within four blocks, you'll have 10 of these things. And they're just giant. And I was sitting and looking at them. And I was thinking, oh, wait a second. And when you're sitting among giants, it's different than watching something fall down on TV. So when you watch something on the video, like 47 stories, like Building 7 fall down, you go, wow, that's really fast. But I was just sitting there imagining one of those buildings suddenly deciding to just fall all the way apart and pile into like a small three-story pile of rubble. And I thought, oh, that actually would never, till the end of time, happen. You'd have to blow it up. And it's just a view I had sitting on the ground going, wow, these are monsters. These are leviathans. You know, these were built using very, very strong cranes and then welded and stitched together with the strongest materials. And they're here longer than the Colosseum. These things are going to be here. The next civilization is going to go and look at Wall Street. You know, they're going to be like, well, this is where they traded the things that other people did. This is their trading center of their world. So these buildings don't just fall down and they don't come apart. Anyway, at the talk, I talked about that.
Hold on. Before you get to the talk now, you piqued my interest. I have a book here called Atlantis in the Amazon. I don't know if you've seen this. My wife has finished reading it. She referenced it, and I'm skimming through it now. But it talks about anthropological or archaeological digs in the Amazon showing evidence of civilizations before so-called recorded history, including radiation levels that indicate prior nuclear holocausts. You know, you talk about why there was no like ancient buildings discovered and they're only stone, that kind of thing. And it just raises the question here. If we see the, like some reality shows, there was one I think called, you know, what would happen if there were no humans to the civilization? And they showed these different areas of what happens over time. And they actually went in flight to Chernobyl and saw life after humans or something, how the buildings were still standing. So to your point is that we shouldn't see these things decay and crumble in decades. You know, centuries from now, they could still be standing unless they were blown up.
They will still be standing. The Colosseum would have been standing perfectly if the marble hadn't been taken to build, you know, the medieval Rome. The pyramids would still be as bright and shiny as, I don't know, the brightest illuminated object on Earth, because they were covered with a very dense, I want to say kind of very dense limestone, although I may be incorrect, but polished. It might have been mica that would have reflected essentially back to space. I mean, the pyramids are crazy things. The pyramids are these perfectly designed, ever so slightly concave, massive structures with, I think, 10 or 20, I want to say 20-ton rocks just somewhere in the center at an unbelievable elevation in the center. And you think, no way. Hmm. No way. They didn't just pile rocks on top of each other. This is pretty magical stuff. But I'm a believer that the Earth may be very, 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 very old. That it, I'm actually a slight, I slightly favor something called the Saturn theory, which in short comes from a guy called Emanuel Velikovsky, even though I'm not a Velikovsky, I don't worry about that. But Wal Thornhill and Don Scott and guys at Thunderbolts Project like to point out that things like Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune and also Uranus.
Yes, of course, the planet Uranus. Thank you.
Uranus.
Can you say that in New York without getting thrown in prison by Mayor Bloomberg?
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
No, Bloomy leaves us all alone.
Wear your Bloombergs to cover planet Uranus, please.
Pull up your Bloomberg, please.
Yes, exactly.
But these gas giant planets are all at strange angles to the sun. In other words, they don't seem to have emerged from the sun, and so are all the rocky planets. So all the planets in this solar system have what's called an axial tilt that doesn't match with the sun. And they like to point out that the sun probably ripped some of these out of other orbits, and this is probably an orphan system. Our solar system is probably a little, I don't know, orphanage of little individuals who came from other places. That these gas giants, in fact, when they're out of the range of a very large star like the sun, draw in more of the electrical current that goes through space and glow, and they become stars. And now we've talked about the electric star model. I'm not going to go into the whole thing right now, but you heard what I said, and you can go back, and there's even a video up on my YouTube page that we did a show on.
We interviewed, didn't we not, Wal Thornhill and others about the electric universe?
Yeah, and Dave Talbot.
Mm-hmm.
They're very cool dudes. And look, don't ask me to defend the entire theory. I favor it because the other theory of the creation of the solar system goes like this. There was some dust, and accidentally, for no reason at all except for very slight gravity, Mm-hmm. Some of it accumulated into a giant nuclear explosion in space, which for reasons no one can defend is millions of degrees hotter far away from the surface than it is on or beneath the surface. And then simultaneously that dust accidentally, by force of various like gravity, accrued into very hard rocky planets, but also into some very gassy giant planets. So go figure. The other model is that stars are electric, that they fission and split into smaller stars and gas giants, and gas giants expel, like a coronal eruption when they're stars, they expel rocky planets. And when you look at all the gas giants, they have rings.
Rings?
They essentially have placentas flowing around them. They have their leftover birth.
Well, the original theory you're talking about that most people grew up learning about in school, it originated out of ancient China. They called it the Little Wang Theory. And then the Western PR agencies got a hold of it and said, no, that just doesn't have the gravitas we're looking for. And they renamed it the Big Bang Theory. Am I right? I'm right.
Wow, you really got me right there. You stumped me.
We got to stump the band.
We got to go to a break.
No. Okay, we'll go to a break here. Enjoying it. Liam Sheff, we're going to get to his talk. I promise you. I sent him off on a deep rabbit hole somewhere, and I'm enjoying it. And we're going to be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links. They're up there. Liam sent me some good ones for you today in the notes at robertscottbell.com. 866-939-BELL. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott Bell.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
They say if you hang out in New York City long enough, you will learn about the answers to the life, the universe, and everything. All the questions, the big questions that can no longer be answered anywhere else but in New York City, the center of the known universe. Liam is there right now. And what are you talking about? Saturns and rings and electric universes.
And the little Wang theory, which became the Big Bang theory.
Well, that's how these
you
things transition.
Live with that.
They never give you the backstory. I have to dig to find this stuff.
So your wife is reading
Atlantis and the Amazon.
Okay, ancient civilizations that have never been cataloged. Now, in the Middle East, there are civilizations that now have been discovered, or ruins, I should say, that apparently predate Sumer and Ur, or the earliest civilizations. And everybody scratches their head and they say, well, we must be using the wrong yardstick. But no, they seem to predate what's considered the oldest civilizations. And that goes a little with the Saturn theory stuff, or the call it a catastrophic theory of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually believe in this because I believe that stars are electric, and I believe that because the electric model of stars is actually more testable and goes along with the experimental evidence, and you can generate a model of this on a supercomputer that works without fudging all kinds of data. You just put in the known qualities of a charged plasma, and these things circulate and create the patterns of spiral galaxies. You can do experiments with electricity and create something called a Z pinch, which, you know, pinches matter densely. And you figure with a lot of this stuff, a very heavy electrical current flow in space, you're going to be scavenging matter and rolling it and heating it, and you make these things called stars, which are really just gas giants, which are illuminated in a very bright electrical arc mode. Now, the Earth is a rocky planet, and to my way of thinking, following Wal Thornhill's lead and many other researchers, the rocky planet was ejected, birthed from a gas giant planet when it was a star. So we probably came from Saturn or Jupiter, God knows where, but we definitely, I don't think we came from the sun. We're at a very odd angle to the sun, like all the rocky planets are. So we're strangers to this sun. And that means that space is, or we're adopted by the sun, or maybe stolen. In any case, is where we are. But it means that space is an incredibly volatile environment, and you may have millennia or hundreds or thousands of millennia of relative peace,
mm-hmm.
but then you could have a planetary flyby of like a comet or a very, very large asteroid, same thing in essence. Or you could get a planetary flyby of a planet that's gotten ripped out of orbit, and you'll have massive electrical interference or interface between the two with shocking, devastating, like planet-wide lightning storms that rip up a lot of the planet and hurl it into space. And this is what's talked about as catastrophism. So we live in a mindset of uniformitarianism, which is crazy, but it means that everything's always been the same. And we actually think that, which perverts our view of history, because we now live with iPods and iPads and iPeople and pod people and just morons, really morons, running around all over the place driving things and trying to... Everybody's crazy now and everybody's on drugs. And because we've been programmed to think that life has never changed, we think that's normal. It's not normal. It's insane. We're at an apogee or whatever, a nadir. We're somewhere in that that realm.
Liam, we were talking on the break about the vaccine history. You know, we've written on it, we've lectured on it, and you've even delved deeper into a lot of writings in the 19th century that show there was great awareness of the absence of efficacy and the presence of deleterious response to vaccination. In fact, there was a lot of animosity toward Jenner and the like at a time now we learn in history and government schools and in medical schools that it was heralded, it was welcomed, it was embraced. And so our ability to be manipulated is legendary about history.
Yes, I was writing in the 19th century. I was a lovely petite Russian girl writing in Minsk. I did a wonderful act with a hat. And
that explains the lipstick.
I was eating a curry.
Hot lips, Houlihan Liam.
No, I was eating a curry. My lips got a little colored by the yellow. You know what?
What are you doing up there in New York? I don't want to know.
I was eating a curry.
Okay.
All right.
So and back to this lecture.
Not
you your, sure
that's
it was?
Not my friend curry. I was eating a soup. All right, what? Listen and, to this. The okay. end of the end of the Saturn thing, the end of the thing on Earth, though, was that if the Earth's been tossed around, even had a different sun at one time, it means that we've had different gravity. Mm-hmm. It means that the pyramids could have been built under different gravity. Go figure. That would explain a lot. It means that dinosaurs could have roamed the Earth and really actually roamed the Earth because now they're too large. This thing couldn't lift its head. It couldn't pump its heart. You can't get an 11-story animal alive these days. It just couldn't function. We have these, you know what? And that reminds me of a 9/11 story. But there are limits to what we do now and understand through physics.
Yes.
And through weight-bearing structures and all these things. So I more or less firmly believe that the Earth had very different gravity. I know that's a qualified statement, but I can't prove it, but I do think that it's true that the Earth had different gravity at one point. So we have all kinds of structures on Earth, probably from civilizations that have been long, long, long gone, that were changed because the Earth changed and all this stuff. But you want to talk about vaccination.
Well, I mentioned the vaccines because of the history and the manipulation of history, our belief that it's never changed, that kind of thing as evidence. But the gravity of your talk, before we get into 9/11, you meet the rapper Topic, and it's an excellent, excellent video and song about the incarnation issue, the ICC. But what was the reception to the subject matter that you brought up at this talk?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, I always have a good time at a talk, so I'm always a little oblivious to how everybody else is feeling because I'm just enjoying myself. And I sometimes forget that it's going to be new for people, and they're going to go,
yeah.
I'm popping my eyes open wide.
Yeah, I see
not
that
you can tell. With
it's the mascara that helped me to see.
Oh,
just
what?
Kidding. No, that's New York. That's the soot from New York City's air.
Not that you can tell with my Chinese eyes. Somebody told me the other day, I swear to God.
In Chinatown?
This person didn't think that they were being offensive. She said, oh, yeah, because you have chinky eyes. I said, what? I said, that's not right. You can't say that. I said, you can say I have Chinese eyes. I have Chinese eyes. Vaguely.
I don't even want to know what they really meant.
No, they just meant that I had slightly Asiatic features. Very slightly. Mm-hmm. Very slight. Give me a break, New York.
But that's what you were in Chinatown, and they accepted you as one of their own.
Yeah, they yelled and screamed at me the way they do at each other. So what were we talking about?
So you're a goofy goober up there on stage talking about stuff people had never heard, and it was like, wait, this is incongruous. How come he's being goofy about this? Is that the kind of reception?
No, they enjoyed it, but I forget that it's like they have to take in the idea that HIV tests don't work, and they have to take in the idea that this thing isn't a sex problem per se, unless you're having 50 partners a week and ruining your intestines while doing it. So I just have a good time giving the talk, and we laugh, and I make jokes. My main goal when I give the talk is, yes, to get the information out, but to make them laugh, like punch it up a little bit, because it's otherwise I'm bored. So that's my defense against boredom, is making myself giggle a little bit.
Yes.
But it went well, and there were a couple – I'm not going to say any names, but there were a couple social workers in the audience. Now, the social workers in New York are all essentially here for the eugenic system of the state or the city. And New York, I mean, this is a city, an island with like 3 million people living on the island and a lot, and millions more coming in for work every day. So they are constantly tagging people for the meat grinder. Like, oh, we got too many people. You go in the meat grinder. Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is your test. Your little diamond in your hand is lit up like Logan's Run.
Right.
You don't have one of those yet. You're not old enough.
Yeah. I looked at my hand for a second.
Yeah, I know. You remember that.
You all have to die at 30. I know. Remember that with Michael York?
But you will find sanctuary, possibly, if you enter this game where we blast you out of the sky.
I know. And then the sanctuary, they, of course, they're supposed to go somewhere, but I think they eat them. No, that's Soylent Green. I always thought those movies sort of went together, and they could have really sold it if the Soylent Green thing had been built into Logan's Run. Because in Logan's Run, they kill everybody at 30 because they want everybody to be young and beautiful, and they keep society from
overpopulating the big domes.
Yeah, in the big domes. And you can live outside the dome, but you have to deal with ticks and fleas, but not inside the dome. And there are no plants. Do you ever notice that?
What?
Anyway.
Yeah.
Also in New York, no plants. So this is, I am inside the dome, and I don't remember what we were talking about.
I'm just one big distraction to you today, Liam. I'm so sorry. I'm fascinated with the story here. You're talking about HIV and the social workers now. They're tagging you. You are HIV positive. You got the test now. For them in the audience, they probably were a little reluctant to embrace you then.
No, they were just, well, they were shocked. Like, the one went away going, oh my God, you mean you can be HIV positive but not HIV positive? And I'm like, yeah, that's the beginning of it.
Hmm.
And the other was really getting it and really upset. And of course, there I am with making my jokes and thinking, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. See, I forgot you're a social worker, I said. See, your job actually is to tag people for the meat grinder. And I did a little mime.
Oh
of,
my
like,
gosh.
I know.
Oh my
waving
gosh.
A wand and like zapping people going. And then I made a mime of a funnel. Yeah. And then I made a mime of grinding
oh,
people.
Oh no. Like, yes. You know, I'm surprised that the social workers didn't pick you up, carry you to Chinatown, and tell everybody you're a kitty cat.
Oh my God.
What?
That's so offensive. Not, you know, there's nothing wrong, by the way. I will defend, by the way.
Yes.
The you know, I who don't eat animals, mm-hmm. I really don't understand this human quality of some animals are good to eat and some are bad to eat. Because
it's a cultural phenomenon, honestly. It's culturalism.
It totally is. Because I see, all right. Write your letters to Liam Chef. But I see those ads. Remember those ads with Sarah McLachlan? And she says, oh, the pets, those sad dogs. And they show sad dogs and stuff. And they're very sad. And I always think, all right, now hold on a second. Don't get upset. I always think, really the best thing to do, don't get mad at me. I've been to China. Don't get mad. The best thing to do, ASPCA/BBQ. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, geez. Oh, on that note, let's take a break. Yes, write your letters to the ASPCA care of Liam Chef.
I don't eat animals. I'm not the hypocrite.
No, you're not. Absolutely not. You are the vegetarian in the crowd, and we love you.
Yeah, I'm not the hypocrite out there going, how dare you talk about an ASPCA barbecue? How dare you, sir?
Yes.
I'm saying,
and I don't judge you for wearing lipstick either, so we're okay. Stand by. Coming right back to wrap up the show with my dear friend and superhero sidekick, Liam Chef from New York City, after this.
Come here, I'm going to eat you! I'm bigger than you, I'm higher in the food chain!
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enterfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We here at Alive believe in health freedom and God's gift of choice. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual celebrity health and eco benefit in New York City.
Why should you support? This benefit will be centered behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world to give the people a voice that has not had a chance to be heard.
Did you know the number one killer in America is suicide by lifestyle from lack of education and know-how? We can change this. Stand with us in this mission of hope and healing to reach at least 1 million people worldwide. Attend the event live or watch it from the comfort of your own home.
Please visit AliveNewYork.org for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. We the people hold the key to our destiny. Are you willing to unlock the door?
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Yesterday, I had Jim Babb on the line. We were heading into the Nullify Now event in Philadelphia this Saturday, which is going to be awesome. I'll be so close, Liam. I won't see you. How far is Philly from New York? Not that far.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah. March 31st, Saturday. Come
You're
on.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a great day.
I can come down.
And you like the 10th Amendment Center guys, Michael Bolden and the crew. They love you.
I like Michael Bolden a lot. Yeah.
So I had Jim Babb on yesterday. He's from
I come down? Come on.
Come on. WeWon'tFly.com. You can't fly because we don't want you to get radiated, groped, etc.
You want me to come down? I'll come down.
All right. I would love to see you. Listen, Liam, this is the thing, though. If you do go through, you know, some of the people were asking, they commented on my Jim Babb interview, and one of them was a mom because they were asking, well, how do I travel with my kids? I don't want them groped or x-rayed. What do I do? What do I do? And this woman, she has to be a mom to come up with this. Heather Gernari. Heather, oh my gosh, what a suggestion. Listen to this, Liam. Tell the kids to crap their pants before going through the line. Pretty sure no one will touch them then. Well done, Heather. And everyone else will scatter. It's a poopy bomb.
I'm bringing two pairs of pants and two pairs of underwear for every flight from now on.
Okay. So a good suggestion or not, you let us know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And speaking of flying, I think you got something to say about that.
Well, all right. So I talk about 9/11 because it was an intelligence operation. It was just too carefully planned and executed. The three buildings in New York came down at close to free fall or better speed. The building in Washington, the Pentagon, was hit in a truly stunt pilot aeronautic maneuver with supposedly a very large jet, and the government's never released pictures of what hit it, and so that's suspicious. It hit it supposedly going close to 500 miles per hour, supposed to be a plane, but planes can't just scuttle along the ground at 500 miles per hour without whipping up such vortexinal forces part of it will dip, a wing will dip, and then the whole thing will do that kind of horrible cartwheel flipping you see in actually historical plane crashes or when planes have been crashed to see what happens. So you can't do that. Now I have people telling me the new thing in the rethinking 9/11 stuff is to tell me that planes didn't hit the World Trade Centers. And I always go, you know what? I got to go. Because there's so many pictures and all this kind of stuff, and I'm not worried about that. They got what they wanted. Whoever did it, the people got what they wanted. They got the United States to become a debtor slave nation, to go to war with everywhere in the Middle East. And we even have Paul Wolfowitz on the record we have Paul Wolfowitz through Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark.
Yeah, we covered that. Was it last week? That was a stunning bit of audio from General Wesley Clark.
And we got Rumsfeld through Wesley Clark, and they're all saying, yeah, we have to get into every former Soviet satellite, every Arab nation in the Middle East, and really take over there and replace their government in the next 5 years. And this was in 2003 they were saying this. So they're not quite up to speed, but they're trying. So, yeah, it was an intelligence operation. To blame, a number of interesting people come up in terms of organizations. One interesting thing is something called Global Hawk, and this is a fly-by-wire, by computer, by distance, full-sized airplane controlling program, and it's been successfully used many, many, many times. In fact, these unmanned vehicles are now considered, just like in the Terminator movie, unfortunately, These unmanned vehicles are now considered the ultimate thing to take onto a battlefield. You don't have to train soldiers. You don't have to worry about writing letters to people. You don't have protesters, people's families after they're dead. You just kill them. You just kill people in other countries. And you do it fly-by-wire. Somebody sits around like playing a video game. And I thought video games weren't worth anything.
Yes.
And you can kill people with these small airplanes. But you can also fly very large airplanes.
The size that could possibly fool somebody into believing it was some kind of airplane that it was not.
Well, the Global Hawk is an actual plane, and it is as large, they say, as a 737. At least that's the one that we know about. So I think you could probably get a 757. You could fool people into thinking that these were similar, or you could dress one up as another and, you know, hang some things off of it. But, you know, so I think that this technology probably was used on that Tuesday, that really wonderful Tuesday that changed, not really, that's an irony, this horrible Tuesday that changed everybody's life. I think so, and I think so because the plane that hit the Pentagon couldn't have done the aeronautical, the acrobatic stuff that it did. And then I think about the World Trade Center things. I was just thinking about them. Like, you know, if you've ever been driving and you're about to hit something, you freeze, you look away. It's really hard to maintain sanity and control if you're flying at 400, 500 miles an hour, and that's what they're saying. To something that you said, it's going to look like a toothpick on the horizon. What do you just – I guess you can set autopilot and run away. So there's an argument. But it's still – I mean, you get 1 degree off at a distance and you're 75 feet away from it.
This sounds more like to me, and maybe it's movie time, but they talk about it in terms of the technology well available to military and secret ops, the ability to point a laser light at a target. And that there are computer guidance systems that can bring these things right to hit those things. But to manage it by human, you know, ability with limited flight experience, as it would be in the case of those who were theoretically flying these airplanes into these toothpick buildings, that there had to be something else going on.
Right. So, you know, my feeling is that there was a beacon or something in the building, and then the thing that hit it was probably a Global Hawk or something like that, large plane looking like missile. But that's just it's my opinion. It's a counter-argument. What do I know? I know what I research. I research a lot, but there are better experts. One such expert would be the son of the manufacturer and creator of the Lear jet line.
Mm-hmm. The Lear family and the sons were brilliant, evidently, aeronautical technicians. I mean, flight, they lived, eat, sleep, breathe. It was in their DNA.
And this Jerry, let's see if I have it right. Do I have it right? John Lear. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, that's the lawyer. John Lear, and it's up on the site. It's up on the links for today's show. It has an affidavit from 2008. So we're always late catching up. And he's a ex-CIA pilot with tens of thousands of hours of flight time. He's flown throughout Southeast Asia and Europe. So I mean, he's seen secret wars. And he's done a lot of flying. And he talks about some things in this affidavit. He says no Boeing 767, 57 hit these buildings. And he talks about why. There are a couple reasons. He talks about things like air drag. You know, and because we're not experts in all of these things, we just, you know, there's a hole in the side of a building. It looks like an airplane. I go, okay, an airplane hit it. I mean, I see the video, an airplane hit it. At least something hit it. A lot of people saw something hit it. My friend Beth Ellie, who set up these events here, you know, works down on Wall Street, and one of her friends, you know, she trusts, saw a plane come in and actually bank at a very steep and odd gradient and smash into a building. So a lot of people say something hit the building and it had wings. So I'm perfectly willing to believe that. And the videos seem to show it. People say videos can be doctored. They can. Mm-hmm. They can. So you look for multiple videos from multiple angles, and you know they show things hitting the planes. But still, people will say they're ghost images. Well, that's a lot of work to do. What's more likely? Global Hawk, right? It's already there. They already have it. It exists, right?
Well, we're
they
looking for reasonable and practical, plausible possibility solutions, if you will, to the mysteries that make no sense. What is it that does make sense? And that's kind of the speculation we're doing here. Now with the information of John Lear coming out, which has been out since 08, I had heard about it, I hadn't seen it, this affidavit, you begin to read that and go, now you got to question the whole airplane story in the same way that you thought that this was a hijacked airliner, for instance.
And he makes a couple of points. He talks about, you know, the confusing thing about the 9/11 reports is the official story isn't the official story, because the FAA recorded gunshots on planes. There were talks of somebody having their throat slashed, you know, and all that goes away. John Ashcroft, I think on the September 11th or 12th, said all of this is because of men with box cutters and plastic knives. Now, I don't have to put this to the audience too dramatically, but if there are 30 or 40 or 50 or 70 of us, and those are the numbers that you have of passengers on the plane, 30, 50, or 70 or thereabouts, very light, by the way, very light payloads, and there are four guys. Let's say you have four or five guys. You got two big ex-Air Force pilots. You're going to need four guys to manage those two, four. You're either going to have no guys left to take care of the passengers, or you're going to have two or one guy or two. 30 people and two guys, box cutters, I can punch somebody from the back, in the back of their head, if they have a box cutter, if they're attacking somebody toward the front. I can do that. I would. In a second. I used to be on, you know, right after 9/11, I was like looking around like, okay, somebody make a move. Believe me, I'll be up fast and I'll put you in a hold and I will smash your head into the ground. You know, because that's the mindset that they get you in.
Yeah. You know, I flew the day they opened the airports after 9/11 into Dulles. And it was like flying into a ghost town. I figured if there would be a safe time to fly, that would be it, because everybody was such on a ridiculously high, if you could say it that way, heightened level of alert. I went in, it was like, you know, it was a complete ghost town. Nobody was there anywhere.
And, wow. Named for the Dulles brothers, John Foster and Alan Welch.
Or CIA
Dulles.
Links.
So, you know, it's not reasonable to think that these were hijacked by guys with paper, plastic knives and box cutter. Give me a break. So what did they really have? And box cutters aren't 4 inches long. They're just these little blades that stick out. So that's not a box cutter anymore. That's a switchblade knife or a Swiss Army knife or a hunting knife. So it's very confusing. They've kept out all the... So John Ashcroft erased the gun. There was a story of mace. There were all these stories. They're in the FAA record, and we can put up a link, but they're there. Those are gone. Now this guy... CIA pilot, you know, with Air America, really, you know, flying in Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, the 15, 16 years that we, the United States, through the CIA, bombed Laos. Nobody knows about that. But you can look it up. It's right there, even on the Wikipedia. He says, even on a clear, this is John Lear, even on a clear day, a novice pilot would be wholly incapable of taking control and turning a Boeing 767 toward New York, because of his total lack of experience and situational awareness under these conditions. By the way, he would have had no air traffic control. It's a hijacked plane. The alleged hijackers were not instrument rated, and control high altitude flights requires experience and constantly referring to and cross-checking attitude, the balance of the plane, altitude, and speed instruments. Using the distant horizon to fly visually under controlled conditions is virtually impossible, particularly at almost Mach 1 in the 767. He then says the alleged controlled descent into New York on a relatively straight course by a novice pilot is unlikely in the extreme because of the difficulty controlling heading, descent rate, and descent speed with the parameters of controlled flight. In other words, he talks about the speed of the plane, almost 500 miles per hour.
You have no room for error when you're flying that low at that speed. I mean, a difference of a degree can take you miles off course in minutes.
But you're also, and he talks about this, and you know about this, you're also chugging the air.
Mm-hmm.
These jet engines fly in very thin air. That's why they can fly close to 600 miles an hour. But you can't do that on the ground. You have so much air interference. The air becomes like water.
Mm-hmm.
It slows you down. It can stall an engine. It can break something.
Yeah, the engines aren't designed to run at 1,000 feet at that speed as well. And these are the things, I don't know, was it in the 9/11 Commission report? Probably not.
No, that was more like a Where's Waldo kind of thing.
Yes.
So that was about Osama bin Laden and how we really have to get him, even though he was dead. So this is a very interesting piece of new information that I have to read. You know, the more I go in this, the more I favor the global hawk scenario, because it makes sense. If you're going to target a building, put the transponder, the receiver in the building, have the plane tracked to the thing, mm-hmm. No human error involved. Then you think about what must have happened over Pennsylvania. You know, maybe there was a manual override. Maybe there wasn't. Maybe the hijacking, maybe there was a hijacking. Maybe they said we're going to land in New York. Nobody knows. And we'll probably never know the whole thing. But anyway, there's a chapter of it in my book, which will be out in a couple of months.
Looking forward to it. Absolutely. Will it be in the graphic novel style with all your
images? This is a book, so I can go and read it. And then after that, we'll do a graphic novel version. And then there's our book that's coming up, too.
Hooray! Hooray for Liam! Hey, Liam, thanks for stopping in from New York City. You're looking fine. Your lips are back to normal color.
Oh, boy.
Yes, right. Do the camouflage next time so I can't see them when you're talking. I'll look and like, what? Is he talking? Is he a ventriloquist? What's going on?
God, I ate a curry. It's just a little yellow. It brings, okay.
Yes, yeah, I see the curry. All right, listen, thanks for being here. Thanks to everybody for being on board the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, the stuff that Liam was covering shows how easy it is to manipulate millions of people over events. We talk about vaccines, we talk about antibiotics, drugs, etc. 9/11 just happened to be a recent excursion into the realm of mass hypnosis, so that's why we want to cover it and uncover it, and we'll do some more with you, Liam. Thank you for being here.
You got it.
And the reason he is here is because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that dog in the window? I do hope that
the Robert Scott Bell Show.